Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
8 years, $136 million. Who does it belong to? Kirill Kaprizov of the Minnesota Wild. I know.
Well, 3% of it belongs to his agent.
Is it only 3?
Well, when it's that much, like I remember.
3 would be fine, yes.
I believe, like, my first year, most AHL guys or lower money guys, you pay like 5 or 6%, but the more money you make, the less your agent takes, so it goes down to like 3% or whatever.
Did you ever get your agent down to 3%?
I don't remember. I did not make 130. I think my biggest contract wasn't even $17 million for the totality of the contract, but
as opposed to 17 a year, which is the new standard set by Kaprizov. Before we see the domino effect or get into it, let's just talk about this from Kaprizov's standpoint, Minnesota's standpoint, the way it's structured, whatever it is that grabs you the most about this deal.
So Billy Guerin, the general manager of the Minnesota Wild, the first year, well, this contract, by the way, doesn't start until next year.
Correct.
So it's like, it's not this year where he's got to spend $17 million on Kaprizov, but this is the first year that he's finally out from the Zach Parise and Ryan Suter buyout, and that was $15 million of dead cap. So he's going to have 1 year of luxury, and then in a year from now, he's going right in with, you know, a lot of money. There was a missed opportunity here because Kirill Kaprizov, believe it or not, was drafted 135th in the 2015 NHL entry draft, and I feel like he should have signed for $135 million, but he signed for $136. I think that would have been some hope for everybody getting drafted 205th and 210th, knowing that, hey, maybe one day you'll make $210 million.
But no, more likely $210,000 in the AHL in those situations.
Still pretty good.
But yes, exactly. Still very good. But as we mentioned, the way it is set up, Marty, $1 million a year in salary. Signing
max
bonuses are enormous. Well over $18 million through the first 4 years, then 16, then 14, then 12 and change.
We know that 20% is the max anybody can make money-wise. So the first 4 years, he's getting what is the maximum he could get because of the cap. So $19.5 million, I think, is the max he could make money-wise, and he's getting that the first 4 years. Yes, 18 plus in signing bonus and only $1 million in salary, but he basically told Minnesota, I want the max contract at least in the first 4 years, and they made that work.
Do you like the deal? What do you think is going to happen because of this deal based on starting with Connor McDavid and going through the list that we have beaten into your memory banks for the last 2 months? But it's a list that includes Eichel, and it includes Panarin, and obviously here, Alex Tuch, and on it goes. Kempe in L.A., of course.
I think that's an overpay.
Kyle Connor, right?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that's an overpay, and I get it. Kaprizov's a really, really good player, but if you had asked most people 4 months ago, what is Kaprizov's contract going to look like when he signs the extension? I think most experts and most number guys and most projection companies or whatnot would have thought at $13.5 million. And that probably would have been a good number because Mitch Marner signed for 12. Mm-hmm. And I get it. Mitch Marner goes to Vegas and he picked his location and whatnot. And if Mitch Marner would have gone to 13, that would have been fine. Marner had 100 points last year. Can Kaprizov get back to 100 points and everything? Potentially, but I felt like 17, even when he turned down 16, Duffer, mm-hmm. I thought, whoa, like 16 should have signed it, but Minnesota's seeing the value in a guy that's, what, 27? Kaprizov, 27, 28 years old, so they're seeing the value between now and the time he's 35 to say, hey, we're going to get a great return on that with production and with success, and I feel that's a lot. McDavid, I don't care about McDavid. McDavid will sign whatever he wants. McDavid
okay.
will get
about,
the number
okay.
he wants.
Then what does Eichel get?
I mean, again, Eichel,
would you rather have Jack or Kaprizov?
Jack.
See, I had a feeling you would say that, and if you, if many people think that,
does, many people,
does,
if,
do,
yes,
does,
I like
does
it.
Any does anyone think that Eichel's getting close to Kaprizov?
Well, I think now we have to assume that Jack Eichel is going to use Kaprizov as a comparable and
you would
say,
think.
I need to make $17 million. But at the end of the day, which we had that situation here with Josh Allen when everybody said you could have made so much more money, and he said, that's fine with me. I don't care if I left money on the table. That's where I want to be. And mm-hmm. maybe Jack Eichel says, I'll sign for $15 million, 14 and a half, 15, because I want to stay in Vegas. Maybe he says, I want 17 and a half, 18 million and go somewhere else. It's going to be his decision. What I think this, and I said it 2 weeks ago, I didn't feel that Kaprizov and Eichel and McDavid were going to affect players like Tuch and Kempe in the marketplace. Mm-hmm. And now I'm changing my tune. I am saying that I walked in today thinking Kaprizov makes 10 more million than
Tage Thompson.
Yes. Like, that's crazy to think that he's making 10 more million dollars than Tage Thompson. So if you're Alex Tuch and all of a sudden now you say, hey, it's a fluid marketplace. I mean, the 7.5 to 8 million I thought 6 months ago to the 8.5 million that I thought a month ago, could easily be 9.5 to 10 million now.
So what's Connor get? What's Kempe get?
Kyle Connor is probably going to be at 13 to 14 million.
You think? Wow.
I mean, he's a.
Oh, I know.
He's a.
You don't have
producer goal scorer.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to
building
a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Scorer, yeah. I mean, the points are there, too. Don't get me wrong.
Kempe, I think, is more like talking the 10 range, whatever. But
Kaprizov's 28, by the way.
28, yeah. That's And his contract doesn't kick in until he's 29, really. So it's 29 till 37.
Mm-hmm. He'll be 29 when the playoffs start. So this year, and then obviously to start next season.
Yeah, I think Cal Connor is going to be 13-14 and is that going to be in Winnipeg? They already lost Nick Ehlers.
They're not losing Kyle Connor.
Yeah, they have to retain him.
Yeah.
So the marketplace is a really nice market for NHL players right now.
But not necessarily for the goalies. Now, it is and it isn't. We obviously are watching Shesterkin go in at a record high this year. However, Anthony Stolarz took a 4-year deal at 3.75 from the Leafs. Your thoughts?
Bargain. Okay. And I know it's $3.75 million a year. I mean, who's going to say I'm not taking it? Anthony Stolarz was a top 5 goalie in goal save above expectation last year. Mm-hmm. Save percentage has been top 5 in the last 2 years, even when he was a backup in Florida. He is a big guy, plays the position well. There's one problem. Well, there's two problems. One, he's 31 years old. Mm-hmm. So when that contract kicks in, he's already going to be 32. Mm-hmm. And two, he's never played 50-plus games in a year. He's dealt with injuries. I thought Anthony Stolarz was going to be a $5.5 million type of goalie. The quality of goaltending right now, mm-hmm. you could say he's definitely $5.5 million. You got guys like, well, UPL's making more than Stolarz. Jonas Korpisalo as a backup's making more than Stolarz. Kevin Lankinen making more than Stolarz. Joey DeCourt. Like, there's a lot of goalies that make more than Stolarz. Mm-hmm. But if you feel that $5.5 million for a guy that can maybe play 55 games is good, if the Leafs feel that Stolarz can only play 35 to 40, mm-hmm. there's your 3.75.
Yeah, exactly. Mason McTavish finally got his deal done.
What took so long?
Dude.
Pat Verbeek, like,
6 years.
Where did you think the number was going to be?
Yeah, it works for both sides. Like, seriously, both sides. What were you thinking? What did you think the number was going to be?
Well,
Years, $7 million per, $42 million in total to end the Mason McTavish saga.
I guess you're right. My thinking is I would have thought McTavish wanted seven from the start and that Anaheim was not willing to give it. But maybe Anaheim said, you're a $7 million player, and McTavish wanted nine, and finally McTavish comes down. I don't know which side kind of put a little water in their wine and kind of brought it down to where it needed to be. But I pulled 100 people, like the Family Feud style, and I said, what AAV is Mason McTavish going to be making on his next contract?
$7 million.
And it was
number one answer. 53 of the respondents.
It was the only answer on the board. There was not seven answers. There was one. It was going to be $7 million. It just mattered of, was it going to be a 5, 6, 7, or 8 year deal? And he took a six year deal.
Well, I'm glad it's over, quite frankly. So good for Mason McTavish and the Ducks to have it done. They still have.
And I make the playoffs.
I don't believe so. No,
I took him just out of.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's going to be a real tight cluster that just doesn't make it in the West. Like, I think it'll be even more teams. In, you know, like last year, Calgary was right there. Vancouver was right behind.
Yeah.
Utah was right behind. I suspect that San Jose won't be as bad. They're not going to be in the playoff mix, but they'll take a few points.
Chicago
more.
Will.
I don't know about Chicago. It's hard to know what. But yeah, let's assume they take a few more points. Mm-hmm. But I would expect Anaheim to have the big.
Well,
not like we didn't do them for team of the day, but I'm still not like super bullish on them returning to, you know, to their perennial playoff form. And lastly, St. Louis surprised so many getting in last year, and a huge reason why was the in-season acquisition of Cam Fowler, who arguably played his best hockey of his career, and he gets rewarded with 3 years and 6.1 from the Blues.
That's a great deal. That's a great deal for Cam Fowler and the Blues, I believe so. $6 million for that stud of a defenseman. I mean, we've seen strong, big defenseman that can, you know, Frankie Corrado in Toronto, he always says he's a minute muncher. Mm-hmm. And Cam Fowler's that. Like, he can go out there and play 24, 25, 26 minutes.
In the midst of a good, balanced defense core, though. So they do have a 22 to 18-minute structure in there. But let's not forget, if they had not squandered the late lead against Winnipeg in Game 7, Cam Fowler would have been rolling into round two as like a top five scorer in the Stanley Cup playoffs last year. So everything he did in the regular season was on display in the postseason as well.
So $6 million, again, really, really nice to say, hey, I'm a $6.1 million guy. Probably could have gotten seven plus, but he looks at the fit in St. Louis. Mm-hmm. Probably thinks, because of the way the defense is put together in St. Louis, I may be able to play another 3, 4, 5 years after that. Who knows, right? So, but what's interesting is McTavish with Anaheim signs at $7 million AAV, Stolarz with Toronto at 3.75, and Fowler in St. Louis at 6.1. All three of them add him up. Still doesn't get to the $17 million Kirill Kaprizov signs. So this or that for you folks out there. Would you rather have Kaprizov at 17 or have McTavish, a good young forward, Fowler, a defenseman, and Stolarz, a goalie, at the same price?
Minnesota, the talk of the NHL on this day, getting the Kirill Kaprizov deal done, 8 years, $136 million. I'm going to assume, because they're from Minneapolis, one of my long favorite bands, Motion City Soundtrack, is in favor of the deal. They will be here on February 7th at Riverworks. Their new album, The Same Old Wasted Wonderful World, is out now, and I gave it a first good run last
night.
Sounds
positive.
Oh,
the same old wasted wonderful world.
Well, they come from an era of songwriting that may be reflected on a little. But you know what? There's actual beautiful reality
I'm sure. I love it. It's like,
they're one of the most fun bands ever. So quickly, Motion City Soundtrack connection to Buffalo. Years ago, in this very building, when, oh, I don't know, there's probably 50,000 people that would say that they were here the night Coldplay played here.
Okay.
I was up the street at Town Ballroom watching Motion City Soundtrack on what was their farewell tour.
And well, that's how many years ago?
Almost 10.
So
yes.
The farewell is still going on?
They've come back to life a few times. And let me say, their current album is probably one of their best works in a long, long time. All right, back after this on Sabres Live is... I don't know, birthdays, maybe a little more. Marty's opinionated today. Stay with us.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is Odyssey's Injury Report, powered by Fanatics. Let's look ahead to this week's notable football injuries.
Green Bay's rookie wideout is dealing with a lingering shoulder injury and is considered day-to-day. Meanwhile, Philadelphia's Saquon Barkley is expected to be available for the team's game on Monday night after suffering a groin injury last week.
That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates. Presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today.
On most sportsbooks, an injury ruins your whole football parlay, but not on Fanatics. They have Fair Play Insurance, which protects your football player prop bets from injury for the entire first half, every single game, all season long. So even if a player goes down early, you still won't take the L. Why risk it if you don't have to? Keep your bets intact and switch to Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.